Yo, what's going on? It's the Big Homie Shots. Got the homies in the building. Big Homie JoJo.
And period.
Angry JoJo today.
I'm angry JoJo today.
Why?
I just feel mad. We'll get into it.
We got Big Homie BRS Cash in the building.
Yes,
what's
sir.
What's up?
You know him from Go Baby, Throat Baby, the Tiana Trump in the video and all that shit, but he got some new shit coming.
Yeah.
I heard it. Not what you dropping. No, not it just dropped with Murray and Lil Papa. That just dropped today.
Yeah, for sure.
That's hard. But I know you sitting on some shit. Yeah. I heard
facts.
It.
I just dropped another one called Mad Other. She was talking about she mad, so
damn.
You need to play that Mad Other.
That's
out too, right now.
JoJo, what we talking about? Let's get into it. Why you mad?
Don't start with me. Don't start with my shenanigans. Let's ease into it.
Yeah, what you want to talk about first?
Let's ease my way into this. Okay, let's talk about the fact that I seen on social media where someone said that, like, I said this last night, like, someone said that, like, if you spend $30,000 or $40,000 on a wedding, that don't make no sense, especially if you still paying mortgage on a crib and a rent. I mean, not rent, but a car note.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I seen it.
Yeah. How you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like, I ain't going to say weddings is a once-in-a-lifetime thing because folks get divorced and then they get remarried again and try to do it all over again. So I just feel like if you can afford to do that and you comfortable enough to do it, like you don't care that you know what I'm saying, still doing all the other extra stuff, then go ahead, ball. You know what I'm saying? You might die tomorrow.
Right. My thing is like, you first of all, why everybody so worried about everybody else's money? And what they doing, and it don't make sense. Bitch, if that don't make sense to you, that don't make sense to you. Stop worrying about my pockets and trying to count my motherfucking pockets. How you know, like Callie said yesterday, how you know I'm not trying to work on my fucking credit, build my fucking credit up, ho?
Damn.
Like I could have probably bought this motherfucking house cash, but I didn't.
Right. Pocket watching is at an all-time high.
Yeah, stop watching my fucking pockets. Like, my wedding ain't got nothing to do with you, bitch. You need to try to find you a husband first before you try to say anything about my fucking wedding. See, the anger is coming out.
They really hang on the low. That's how they really be.
The world is filled with haters, though.
Man.
Everybody be hating. Everybody is hating.
I be hating sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I be having like that little 30 second of hate. And
30
like,
seconds of hate.
Ooh, let me just jump up out of that real quick. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Should have been me.
Fuck.
It should have been me.
What did you do that I didn't do?
Everybody got a should have been me moment, but you know, you gotta relax.
But when you steadily a hating ass nigga, like you steadily in the motherfucking comments, like, got something to say about what the fuck they doing and what they got going on. Everybody needs to worry about themselves. Worry about what you got going on. Why you worry about me? I ain't gonna affect you none.
I will say I ain't never seen a successful hater.
Shit.
No.
A successful hater?
Motherfuckers still be hating, huh? They be.
No, I mean like who dedicate all their time to hating.
Yo. Some successful haters.
Yeah, you will be.
And they sugarcoat it though.
Like what?
They sugarcoat it and turn it into, you know, I don't know.
For instance, I mean, obviously, it ain't never happened to me before, but, like, say you got money or whatever, and you finna get on a track, and somebody like, oh, such and such can come get on this track, but you don't want them to come get on that track because they might kill that shit better than you.
Right.
So you hating. So you like, nah, I don't want them to hop on it because this is my track. I don't want them to take over it. That's some hating-ass shit.
Yeah.
And you got bread, but you still hating. Like, goddamn, nigga, you already up.
Yeah,
why it matter? You don't want me to shine. You don't want me to shine brighter than you on your platform. You a hating ass nigga. Like, you just hating.
Yeah, I didn't experience hate in my lifetime.
Yeah, like what?
I still experience hate.
Wait, so you said if a nigga don't want you to shine brighter on their platform,
they hate. Yeah.
How? Because what if you shining brighter in this particular moment gonna fuck up my money?
How's gonna fuck up your money? Your money gonna be your money. What's yours is yours. Why you worried about that shit?
Yo.
You worry about the wrong shit.
Like, say if we got a song together.
I just said that shit.
Is that person's song, though? So
it's my song.
Gonna go up.
Yeah, like, it's my song.
But niggas ain't gonna be listening to it for me no more.
And who gives a fuck? That's what
I give
saying.
A fuck.
Right, that's some hating ass shit.
That ain't hating. That's a nigga trying to protect this shit. If I know I'll put my all into this song.
Right.
I'll put everything I got in this on. I'm thinking this motherfucker finna be goddamn crazy. And Jay-Z come and goddamn slaughter that shit. I either got to redo my verse
right.
Or I got to say, hey, maybe I need to put this on some on something that's not as important to me.
When, why, and why would you do? And why would you do that?
Because I'm trying to shine on this motherfucker.
So the fact that he, you don't want him to shine.
I don't want. It's not. I don't want him to shine. You can shine, you just not to, on this one
because it's yours.
Is this is special? This is the single,
some, and that's some hating ass
it's
shit.
Not,
I,
that's
I don't know about that one.
That's some hating ass
see,
shit.
You just gotta. You gotta. Like you said, you can redo your verse. If you redo your verse, that's you trying to perfect your own craft. So, what's the putting a little bit of extra time into redoing the verse?
Maybe I thought my shit was already good. Maybe that's as best as I got. Maybe that's as good as it gets.
I don't know. Especially if it's a remix, anyway. I feel like you should.
Like, my thing is,
like,
is
that, like, that, I ain't nowhere in here all them niggas did, they God did verse in the same day.
Right.
Because if I heard, if I was Wayne and I heard, no, if I was Ross and I heard what Jay-Z did, Jesus Christ, this nigga gave niggas 600 bars.
Mm-hmm. He had the whole damn song.
He had most of that. That song is 8 minutes.
But what you're not understanding is, like, you saying, oh, but they not listening. They're not listening to it for me anymore. They listening to it for him. Mm-hmm. But they still listening to it. They still streaming it. You still getting bread. So really, like, you winning from it. Like, maybe not that track, but you still got your own platform. That's that one song, that one track that he took over, and you mad, and you saying, fuck them streams, fuck this money, because it's going to be better than mine.
Right.
And so you just going to say, fuck all that because of your ego? Like, that's some hating-ass shit.
It's not hating. But let's look at all this.
What you call it then?
Strategic.
No, you that's
strategic.
That's how you gonna. That's how you gonna lose in the world if you be strategic.
I don't
like
give
that.
A damn. You know I don't give a damn. I don't care about other people getting the spotlight. I don't care.
I'm
you know
saying.
That.
I'm just saying.
You know that.
That shit right
but,
there.
Think about it, like you remember like back in the 2000s, like mid 2000s when Lil Wayne was doing everybody else song.
Right.
How you think Mike Jones felt when he put out Mr. Jones and Lil Wayne come behind that with Sky's the Limit. That's probably why we ain't never getting that shit on streaming platforms. Because that's Lil Wayne's song now.
Facts.
But you know Lil Wayne did Throat Baby.
Did he? Oh! No. You're right. How did you feel when he did that?
I was just getting off the plane in L.A. I'm like, oh yeah, they're hard.
That should be like
Henry
in a...
Rich the Kid.
You should feel like accomplished if that takes place. Because it's like... You know, you started that. And then somebody, like, as a GOAT, as Lil Wayne, it's like, damn, he hopped on that shit. It's just like, damn, like, I started that shit. Do you get credit for any of that, though?
I think that's just freestyle.
Know. Yeah, this is a free.
But
a freestyle.
Ain't it like a beat, though? Like, if you got a beat and it's yours and somebody else uses it.
The producer.
Okay.
That's because that go back to that Beyonce shit we was talking about.
Right. So then did the producer get credit for that then?
That's what
I
don't
know.
I know they just won an award at for the BMI awards. But
for that song?
Yeah, but
damn.
It was for not for Wayne's song for mine, but
oh, okay.
It was somebody else had got the award. I think it was the person that made the loop or the beat or something like that.
The behind the scenes for music is so complicated.
Yeah.
Like you getting the loops, you getting the goddamn production. Who sampled who. Don't let it be a sample of a sample.
Yeah, right.
Because now you got the one thing getting paid. You got 30.
I got a question.
What's up?
Say you fucking with this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She have twins.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's yours.
Mm-hmm.
But the other baby ain't.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, yeah. You talking about that? That's a winning and a million change. It's like a couple folks that done did that, though.
Yeah, it took place. I seen it on social media. A girl got pregnant. She had twins, and one of the twins belonged to her boyfriend, and then the other twin belonged to the man she was fucking with on the side. That's, like, the perfect situation for me.
Yeah, I mean,
that would be perfect.
She basic, but she really got...
I'm telling you, I could keep both my niggas. Like, pfft, I won.
What?
But they both might leave you, though.
They can't. I got your baby. I got your baby. Where you going? You stuck with me.
See, nowadays, it's 2022, right? Women getting put on child support.
I'm aware.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm very much
so
aware.
So it's just like, you want to play like that?
But how I'm going to get put on child support with the fucking kid?
I'm emotionally scarred.
Okay.
We take you to court.
I'm going to take you to court.
Judge that you're manipulative. Right. You're emotionally unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a psychological threat to yourself and the baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just listed
so
all
then you're gonna take and then you're gonna take the baby? Because most of the time the
crazy
nigga's not
girl.
Gonna take the
you
baby.
You let him ride you and me ride you possibly the same day and we both
you're clearly,
around the same
you're clearly
around the
not
same
stable.
Time. around the same time.
You're clearly living in an unstable lifestyle.
Nah, it's really a lot of ways.
You
can really switch that shit around. It's like, really I ain't gonna give you the gems of what a girl could do, could switch that shit around, like, and fuck all that shit y'all talking about. But, because it's really
you fighting
actually,
him and his lawyer.
And my lawyer.
You think, who you think got a better lawyer?
Me.
We're talking about the average woman in America. If she got a rich ass boyfriend.
Who said he was rich? Who said that? This is probably how it happened. The nigga who was her nigga was broke, and then she had sex with the rich nigga. And then you know.
Right, so one of them got some paper, and one of them, they both gonna leave you. So
we not gonna say they both gonna leave you, because the nigga that she was fucking with when she knew she had a nigga, he ain't leaving. He knew that it wasn't a chance they was gonna be together anyway.
He probably ain't know.
Wait, hold on. You said the dude.
We not going to do a shoulda, coulda, woulda. Huh?
This is a shoulda, coulda, woulda ass scenario.
No,
what are you talking about?
I just said, like, you said, oh, he going to leave her too. Like, we not going to say that.
Yes, because he didn't want to be there anyway.
What? I'm going to be the bigger person in this situation. I'm going to be like, baby, it's okay. I'll take care of both the kids.
Okay.
They both mine.
Right.
Because you mine.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Just come out and say that. Nah. But that shit was wow. I seen that shit. Like, how you have twins, right. But obviously they're not identical, obviously. Nah. But you having twins by two different dudes.
So they really like step twins.
Step twins. That shit is wild.
That's crazy.
What? No, seriously, you never asked, like, what? I mean, you never answered, like, what would you do, like, for real, like, if you found that shit out? Like, first of all, would you even find out?
I mean, because like, if you have twins, come out looking different.
Yeah, but you.
How would they really look different if they're twins?
They're not twins. Fraternal, obviously, you know, because they got different DNA. Mm-hmm. But it's like, what'll make you swab both the babies if it came out your girl at the same time?
Like,
what if they swab one baby,
right?
And then that one baby that they swab was actually his, and was like, I guess when you do a DNA test, I guess you swab both.
Isn't
of them.
Isn't that DNA test mandatory now?
I think so.
Damn, I ain't know that.
But see, the thing is, if one come out looking different, I'm going to be like, you know what I'm saying? I done heard about this situation, so I'm gonna have to test this hypothesis out, just to make sure.
Just to make sure type shit.
I'd be like, yeah, he don't look like me.
Shorty was wild.
Yo.
She was having a fun night that night.
And then some folks, twins don't run in their family, so twins probably don't run in his family. He probably like, hold on.
Right. Suspicious.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Right. He probably was trying to figure that out in the first place. Like, how the fuck we get twins? Nah, swab them babies. Swab them.
Swab the babies.
At least he did it at the hospital. I had a nigga swab my daughter behind my back.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. So you liked it?
He swabbed her behind my back.
He don't trust you? He ain't trust you?
Mm-mm. I gave him an opportunity, though, to get a test at the hospital, and he told me no.
What happened to the test?
And then I ordered another test and was like, hey.
Oh,
like, let's take another one. Like, let's take one. He like, nah, I ain't taking it. And I'm like, all right.
Dang.
Then one day I came back home from work, you know, swabbed it behind my back.
Was it him?
Nope.
Dang, JoJo.
Mm-mm. It wasn't his. I told him to take the fucking DNA test.
City girls.
I told him to take the test. I said, take the test, bro. He like, nah. I'm like, take the test.
So why he swabbing behind your back?
Because he told me the reason why he did it behind my back is because he didn't want to seem stupid if she was his. And I said, so you just want me to look stupid? Like, you just want to throw the papers in my face type shit, nigga? Like, you knew it was a possibility that she wasn't yours. That's why I told you to take the test in the first place. You told me no.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. So I got a question, right? So, JoJo, you got a roster? You got a roster of dudes?
I got like a slight roster.
A slight roster?
What's a slight roster?
I got like two people.
You want to add an extra
one? And then I am.
I'm available.
You got money?
No, I'm broke.
Well, then. You can go on a practice squad. You ain't going on a practice squad?
I'm on
the
bench.
I feel like I got like a... I got a roster, and then I got like what's it called? Yeah, practice squad.
Practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
You got a roster?
No, I don't got a roster.
He lying.
He lying like hell.
Right.
What?
Would it be disrespectful?
Do you got a roster?
I told you I had to reset my roster.
Okay.
Is it disrespectful for a motherfucker to ask you to join their roster? Like, if they letting you know they fuck with other people?
Nah, let me know.
That ain't. I like that.
Yeah, let me know.
That's less conflict.
But you know what's crazy though? When you tell a nigga that, he ain't trying to hear that. Like me, for instance, like if I'm talking to a nigga, like for example, I know a nigga that I was like conversing with, and he like, I ain't trying to fuck with you if you fucking with other niggas, and I'm like, but you not my nigga.
Right.
So what? Like I'm confused. You think I'm finna just be hanging out with you? I barely hang out with you. Like, and you got hoes, so I'm fucking confused.
Nah, let me know for real. And don't be like, yes, bitch. So don't be calling my phone. I'm getting your feelings.
Nah, fuck you know that. No.
They still gonna do that, though.
No, that's gonna happen. No, that's gonna happen because you on the roster, which means everybody that's on that roster, they get what you doing. Come hang out. Let's do this, whatever, because you like them. They just like, you not battling the girl. You battling the nigga.
It ain't no battle.
I mean,
any situation I'm in, I'm the top dog.
Well,
it ain't no battling. So it's like what I say is what I say.
It just depends. You trying to get that starting position or what? You trying to get that quarterback spot or you trying to be on the special teams?
My heart is already taken, so it ain't no room for nobody else to take it. The only thing that you can give to me is pussy.
So where your heart at?
Where my heart at?
Yeah.
It's at home.
Oh, okay. So she can't take that anyway. So the only thing you good for is slanging dick.
Ain't no roster. That's why I say ain't no roster.
The only thing you good for is slanging dick.
The quarterback position is filled. We got a franchise QB. He been here for 20 years.
I'm a good boy.
We won 10 Super Bowls with this. Hey man.
Yo.
Ain't no roster.
Well, tell me straight up, like, don't ask me in that way. Like, don't be like, you trying to be on my roster? Bitch, what? And that's exactly what I'm going to say. I'm going to call you a bitch because you sound like one.
I had a situation where, and I feel like this shit was super weird to me. So tell me if I'm wrong.
You wrong.
I'm not wrong. So during my birthday weekend, right?
You wrong, bro.
I was, you know, I went out of town. And I was about to link with this chick, right?
Oh, God.
And I had told her, like, yeah, I was woot-woot earlier today. And she got mad.
Yeah, like, don't nobody want that.
Why though?
Cause like you was just fucking another bitch. Like,
why does it matter?
It matters because
I don't wash my dick off.
It's not like I'm clean.
My thing is like I just don't. Let me think with a real logical reason why I don't like.
Cause
that.
It ain't no logical reason. You just said a roster is okay.
But
you mad because I had sex earlier today?
You had sex earlier that day. Now you trying to fuck me? Okay, what if a girl hit you with that? Yeah, you trying to smash? I just fucked the nigga earlier, but we can still fuck though.
I don't care.
You do care.
Why would I care if I'm just trying to beat?
You would care.
Why would I care?
You know, because you would probably think that bitch nasty.
It happens all the time, though, whether you know it or not.
Kodak lying. He know
I'm not lying.
If a girl hit him up like, yeah, if
I'm just trying to have sex, I do not care.
Don't worry. I'll pull up the episode where you said that shit.
Because I've never said it. Because I'm telling you this happened on a personal experience.
You got time.
Yeah, because we talked about this. We talked about like if you had sex with a nigga and then you try to have sex after that shit.
We never thought about this.
We did. Don't worry.
I'll
find it. But I think that it was more so because it was another female. Like, another female don't want to know that you was just fucking another female. Like, we just don't want to know that. Like, that's just, like, and then it make us like, ugh, you thirsty for pussy. Like, you
I'm
just thirsty. Got some.
I'm obviously drinking.
You just got some pussy. Now you trying to get some different pussy. Like, ugh.
What if she the one that's the aggressor, though? Because it done been plenty of situations. See, I'm never the one that just be like, yeah, I want some pussy. Give me some pussy.
I'm not trying to
the
give
pussy
you no.
Is coming.
I'm not trying to give you no after.
The pussy,
pussy
was
pussy.
There.
I'm not trying to give you no after pussy pussy. I'm sorry.
That shit don't make like, no sense.
I'm gonna have to come first. You
regardless,
know.
Regardless, look, check this out.
If you gonna set it up and you fucking other bitches, make sure you fuck me first.
But look though, say for instance you come from the club, right, and you fuck. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, right? It's still the same day. For if somebody come over at 10 or 11, you still fucking two people in one day. That's technically the same day.
Nah, you go to sleep, wake up, different dick.
Nah.
So if you take a 15-minute nap, different.
Different dick.
What?
Sometimes bitch do that on purpose. Let me take a nap. Shit, so I can feel better, god damn it.
Nah. They go to sleep.
So I was wrong?
What did you do wrong?
I'm saying because I told her.
You weren't wrong for telling her.
You good? You a good man for telling her?
Yeah, you really are because you gave her a chance to choose if she wanted to fuck your dirty dick ass or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. This is my birthday weekend, so.
Speaking of practice squad, you look like you on a practice squad for the Atlanta Falcons.
ATL. Set myself up for disappointment this year. Woo.
You look just like you came off
you
the
know,
field.
You know what's crazy? This nigga don't even play for them no more.
Nope.
The Falcons ain't got nobody who jersey worth buying. I think they the only team in the NFL. Who jersey going to get? Quarterback? Which one?
Kyle Pitts?
No.
Okay.
You know why?
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you won't. We saying in general, like people will buy Kyle Pitts jersey.
Duh, never mind.
No, you don't think so?
Probably. You know, the unicorn. Whatever they call it. But nah, the Falcons, they got nobody who jersey worth buying. You know, we suck. Worst roster in the league. They got niggas. I feel like if Cash worked out for like a year straight, like super hard, like on an NFL workout, he could probably make the Atlanta Falcons.
Who?
Me?
You so motherfucking funny.
Yes.
No.
Yes. He's never lying. He don't even watch it. He'll be confused as fuck.
Hey, man.
Out there smoking his fucking cigarette. You still smoking cigarettes, nigga?
Dang, what you got, an X-ray on my bag or something?
I'm just trying to see.
How the hell? What?
Because I got on his ass last time I seen him smoking squares. I said, stop smoking them shits.
What was it? A Morehouse or something?
We was at Clark.
Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He up there like, nigga, is that a square, nigga?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
He like, yeah.
The kids.
Go that shit away. I almost snatched that.
Happy as hell.
I'm going to snatch that shit out of his hand. Give me this shit.
You know, you moving so much, you need something just to keep you up.
Get a vape.
That's nigga, bad. You
that's
know,
the, I, put, just
they
as
knocked
bad.
Me down uh-huh. 2 months. They knocked me down for 2 months.
I got to stop smoking these shits. Yeah, this is just as
closed
bad.
My whole throat up. I had to go to a whole doctor in L.A., a special doctor, to fix me.
You puff that bitch about 30 times a day.
Throw this shit away. Throw it away.
A turkey in
I'm it. Just playing.
Nah. I was looking for a turkey too.
Right, I'm lying too.
That's
I'm
why
like,
she said it, because she know ain't one in here.
Ain't not one in here.
And ain't no option to do that shit.
Right. Okay, look.
If somebody... Would that be a turnoff though? Like if somebody was doing like some hard drugs, like they fine as fuck.
I wouldn't say hard drugs, but I would say cigarettes. If you see me outside smoking a cigarette, a nigga is not gonna holler at me.
I know. I done seen some fine girls smoking cigarettes.
But you smoke cigarettes.
You can't
though,
be fine
so
to smoke cigarettes. Like you can't be fine with fucked up teeth. You can't be fine with. You can't be fine with a bad wig. You can't be fine with dirty. You can't be fine with dirty shoes.
We gonna get off you about smoking cigarettes. Them shit's bad, dog.
Yeah, they bad for you.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't gonna make this into an intervention.
Man. There.
Don't smoke.
Right.
Drugs are really exciting. They say hookah just as bad, though.
Yeah, I know.
They say actually hookah worse.
Worse, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why you gotta get
they
that.
Say like an hour worth of hookah is like 200 cigs.
Yo.
I had ended up getting like a tobacco.
Shisha free.
Yeah.
No, tobacco free shisha.
Yeah. I just ended up.
I got that too.
Then it smoked the same.
It do smoke the same. It's not as wet.
Regardless,
it's like gritty.
Everything is bad for you.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
But I'm saying, but my question is, like, you seen somebody doing heroin or coke?
Oh yeah.
No, or
see girls do coke all the time.
Yeah, coke is kind of like became like a norm.
It's
not
acceptable.
For me.
Yeah, what about crack?
That's acceptable.
No.
But like the pipe, like.
Nah, hell no.
I think that's how they smoke it.
If you're doing heroin, like these drugs would be like a red flag or a turnoff for me. Like if you doing heroin, crack, fucking I don't like that pill popping shit either. Like
that
me coming from the city, like I seen a lot of shit come from that shit. So like I don't want to fuck with that lean. I don't like that shit either.
I think lean dying out. I ain't
nah,
seen...
I know niggas in the hood. They
nah,
still be on that shit.
That shit ain't dead.
Yeah, niggas still be on that shit tough.
I ain't seen
that shit. That ain't dead.
Shit, well, you should go out more.
Help you stay goddamn sick free.
That too.
What?
But if you drink too much, it's going to do what it's going to do.
I already gave you a gut. I can't do that because I already got a gut. And if I get a more gut. Because nigga be skinny as hell on lean. With the little pudgy pudge.
Yo,
nah, hell no.
That be for
nah.
like beers, alcohol.
I heard sugary drinks give you a gut too.
Yeah, they do.
No.
If somebody drink alcohol excessively, that's a turn off for you?
Nah, they can give you a pudge.
Oh, it'll give you a pudge. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it ain't no.
But I mean,
no
like problem. If a girl was like always drunk.
Yeah, like excessively drunk. Like she just like to drink. Like, but only when she go out.
Oh, yeah.
Like say
if
she work or whatever. No, it ain't controllable. Like say like she go to work. Like, say she worked throughout the week and she fine. She don't drink. She don't do nothing. But when it's time for her to go out and she turn up with her friends, when she drinks uncontrollably. And she
and just, like, they always got to call you.
And she just be getting fucked up.
I got some folks like that right now.
I feel like I'm like that damn near.
I'm like Superman. I just pull up.
Does that like, bother you?
Get your ass in the car. I got to follow me. Follow me. I'm like, man, all right.
Why would you even let them drive? What kind of Superman are you?
I'm the Superman that's going to make sure you don't get pulled over.
Nah, you need to be the Superman that calls the Uber or put them in the car so they don't drive.
Though. It's different levels. Because, look, you got the level where it's like you can't drive, and then that's the point where you be like, leave your car. But then you got the level where everybody always be like, nah, I'm straight. I'm good.
But motherfuckers do that. Like, the other night, I was fucked up. I'm so glad I didn't drive because a bitch, I don't even remember leaving the club, to be completely honest.
Them be the worst drunks, bro. I'd be
like,
hating,
to be complete, like, look at this shit. Wait, where is it? You see that?
Yo.
I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Damn.
Do you see it? I got fucked up. If I was driving.
JoJo, blink twice for help.
I would have been. If I was driving, like, I would have, like, told whoever the fuck, I would have told they ass, like, I'm straight. Because when I'm drunk, like, I think I'm straight or whatever. But when I woke up and didn't even know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't motherfucking drive.
Yeah, I had a couple of those.
Because sometimes that shit will just sneak up on you, like, you don't even know. Like, you just drinking. And next thing you know, you wake up like, God damn, what the fuck happened last night?
You mix your drink or you drink straight?
I drink straight.
I don't
mix my shit.
Oh, yeah. See, mixers, they really creep up on you, like, because you can just keep going. You like, yeah, you don't really taste it.
But I mixed
liquor, as soon as you stop or if you sit down.
I mixed liquor. I had Reposado, and then I had Blanco. I don't even fuck with Blanco no more.
Man, I don't even know why you do that.
And I just did it because I had to choose between the Blanco or the Hennessy because I had walked into a whole function. That's what they had.
Hennessy
and I should have. No, Hennessy make me freaky. So I was like, okay. I can't be on that.
Noted.
Like, you know, niggas in here, like, I've been done. I don't know what the fuck.
Which one of y'all?
Okay, exactly. Yo. So I'm like, let me just keep with the tequila and just stay turnt type shit.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, bruises.
Yeah.
I got them on my leg. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
You were falling then.
Come to find out, I bust my shit in the bathroom on my way to go throw up. But no one knew that
you
I was
up.
Blacked out. Yeah. I was fucked up the whole next day, couldn't get up. Like, alcohol poisoning type shit.
That's
like, literally that night, nobody knew I was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you was that fucked up? And I was like, I was that normal that y'all didn't know? Like, I didn't remember walking out the fucking club. I got phone calls and conversations in my phone of motherfuckers that I done seen. Like, it was good seeing you, whatever. I swear to God, I still miss that person. Because to my recollection, I ain't even to see you.
I ain't see ya.
I don't been there. That's how I was my birthday weekend. I was leaning on shit I thought should have been solid. That wasn't solid. I almost fell off stage.
Well, see, I don't do no slop shit
and
like
I just
that.
And I just woke up in my room.
Right, that shit the worst.
I woke up in my
life. It's like instantly you wake up and you're embarrassed because you like,
yeah,
because
it's like you party. It's like you partying, you cool, you partying, right. And then next thing you know, you waking up.
Yes,
you don't even know who you went home with.
Exactly.
You don't know how you got home. You got to make sure you got all your shit on you.
Yo,
like when the keys
woke up
at
naked in hell one time in the hotel. Like, damn, what the fuck?
You done got robbed.
Nah, I ain't get robbed tonight though.
Them BBL women had their way with him.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened. But I woke up. Like, damn.
That look a crazy. And that shit sneak up on you. And I be trying to figure out, like, damn. Like, I don't know my limit. Like, I don't know my limit because I don't
your
have
limit
a limit.
Your limit be different every time.
Right. Well, it'll, shit. When you mixing it, it's like,
it
bitch, slow the fuck
too.
Down.
I was
for
about
sure.
to say, yeah, because you got
a,
yeah.
a solid meal.
You got to eat, like, some fucking McDonald's or some pizza or some shit like that. Something greasy and thick.
But now that I just thought about that, though. Waking up in the hotel room, men really be getting sexually assaulted too. We be getting raped too.
Oh yeah.
And that shit, that's crazy.
Yeah, they do. I remember one time I didn't sexually assault anyone, but when I was in a relationship.
Uh-oh. Right.
Then I'm in a relationship, okay? I was in a relationship with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And shit, I told him straight up, like, nigga, if you sleep and I'm drunk, like, mm-hmm. it's over with for you. Like, I'm gonna get that, whatever.
For sure.
So I let him know. And he like, shit, it's your dick anyway. Like, fuck, I'm just, do what you gotta do type shit, right? So one night I come home drunk as fuck. He knocked. I'm talking about knocked, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to wake him up. I give him head. He don't fucking budge, but his dick gets hard.
Damn.
So I'm like, you're fucking weird.
He
like,
had to pee.
He knocked the fuck out. He ain't shit. He ain't had to pee. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going, you know. And then you know how fucking weird that shit felt?
What?
He was knocked
like a dead,
out.
Like you just, you,
fucking
like
a dead person.
Body.
Yes. I couldn't even finish.
You are sick.
I just seen that on American Horror Story. The lady working at the she worked at the funeral home. She was just faking the dead man.
That's so disgusting. Like I got on top and I'm like, okay, you know. And I'm thinking maybe this will wake him up. He out cold. I'm like,
I think it was fake sleep.
Yeah, let me get off. Cause this is a little awkward. So then the next morning I started recording it. Cause to show him like, nigga, like, look what I did to you last night. Uh-huh. He like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't get up. I was like, you got up, but you didn't get up. Fuck you talking about. But I had to get off. I'm like, I can't do this shit. This shit weird as fuck.
He was fake sleep.
Nah, he wasn't fake sleep.
If he wasn't fake sleep, that means
he wasn't fake
something
sleep.
Something ain't right. His dick
just powerful. Nah, shit, it happens all the time. He like, he sleep, his dick could get up. You crazy. He be sleep.
Oh!
He be sleep, and now, like, I could just play with his balls, and that shit go, bing.
Cass says that shit's mid.
Mm. We know that's not.
Mid grade.
I don't know. He ain't wake up, man.
Nah. Kodak had me call motherfuckers on speakerphone and be like, what that pussy like?
That was the same nigga?
Nah.
Oh.
Okay.
But he made me do it. How are we supposed to know? Let me just call somebody. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. What my pussy like? And he said.
So. Next topic.
Okay. Yeah. Let me. What you finna say?
No, go ahead.
You finna get in the kitchen?
No. What you say?
I got a question. Right. So I had a situation take place. Let me know if I'm over exaggerating. All right. I had a situation take place. I was visiting this dude that I've been knowing for years, dating for years. Right. I was mm-hmm. visiting him. He had got a new spot. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a whole different environment I ain't never been to before, right? Well, he had my daughter with him because I had to work. So, you know, he kept her for me. Mm-hmm. And so, new crib, whatever. It was dark outside. I had to go into this parking garage. I had to, like, walk around. It was, like, in the cut. It's here in Atlanta. I had to walk around the parking garage, go up a fucking hill, go into a stairwell, mm-hmm. and wait for him to, like, hit a button to buzz me in. Mm-hmm. All right. I get in, and I got to walk a long-ass way, get on the elevator, walk another long-ass way. I'm talking about, like, that shit was probably, like, a mile.
Right.
I ain't going to lie. Like, it was, like all the way around.
Right.
So I get there, whatever. Shit. It's getting time for me to leave. My daughter's asleep.
Right.
His homeboy's there. His homeboy's, I know his homeboy's. I've known them for years, too. Like, we all, like, family.
Right.
And,
get to the point. God damn.
Shut the fuck up. I gotta paint the fucking picture so you know okay. what's going on.
Hurry up, Picasso. Shit.
Okay. So, then, it's time for me to go. So, at the time it's time for me to go, it's probably like 11:30 at night.
Right.
Or whatever. And so, my daughter's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, I gotta pick her up. And take her out. So I tell him, I'm like, can you walk us to the car?
I knew where you was going with that.
And he like, that's a long ass fucking walk, bro. Like, just leave with them. I'm like, leave with who? He like, leave with, you know, the homies.
Right.
And I'm like, well, how you know I was going to leave right now? Like, I thought you said you was getting ready to leave. I said, you know what, don't worry about it. I am getting ready to leave. So I just got up.
Right.
Got my daughter, picked her up, mm-hmm. walked to the door. They like, oh, you finna leave? I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to just wait on y'all. And they was like, oh, okay, well, shit, well, I guess we'll leave too type shit, like, because they see that I got her.
Right.
So he see me with her. He don't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
His homeboy goes and says, damn, like, JoJo, you want me to get her for you? You know what I'm saying? We got this long-ass walk. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, picked her up and took her to the car for me. And I ain't talked to the nigga since.
Yeah. Now, let's see, automatically right then, and now that was a red flag, because me being the type of nigga that I am, I would have carried her and I would have walked you to the car, especially the way that you described it. I would have had the strap on me, everything, you know what I'm saying, to guard you and take you out of the
way. I ain't even had my strap, though. That's the thing. Like, I ain't have shit on me. So that's why I'm like, really, like, bro, like, I don't even know where the fuck we at.
Right.
And I gotta go down this long ass hallway. I gotta go to a stairwell. You can't get in or out unless a motherfucker buzz you in or right. out. So if you don't answer the phone or if you don't buzz us out, I'm stuck in this stairwell. I ain't no telling right. who the fuck. There's stairs right here. I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
Yeah, for sure.
It's dark. It's like 11:30 at night.
Yeah, it's a man. I got my daughter.
She big as fuck. I was like,
your daughter not big. You just small.
You small. I just been saying, you just
small. She is big, though. She a big
She big compared to you.
No, she a big five-year-old compared to any five-year-old. She's actually in, like, the 90 percentile. But anyways, she big as fuck. So she, damn, I'm like, I can't even fucking carry her. Like, I'm,
right.
I got my backpack. I got her backpack because she right. was at school all day. I got her.
Mm-hmm.
So was I tripping for not hitting him up after that?
Nah, you weren't tripping, bro.
How long ago was this?
You. So what'd they say about that man?
But how long ago was this?
Why that matter?
It don't.
Right. It you just trying to put up a timeline.
No. I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Right.
he don't have proper etiquette.
Right. That's what I feel. I feel like if I'm a date a man.
Wait.
Just ain't give a fuck about
but
you.
But y'all was fucking with each other, right?
Yeah. We was fucking with each other.
Well, yeah.
But my thing is if one of your, if I'm fucking with a man, one of your qualities need to be protect. If that's not
Pertet?
What did I say?
Like Pertet.
You said Perksit.
I said Perkisit. God damn. Taking too many perks.
You said Pertet.
Protect. Okay. That's like number one, like at all times. Mm-hmm. Like you gotta do that. And even if you can't do it, at least act like it. God damn it.
Yeah, try.
Like, grab a strap. Like, make me feel like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like motherfucker come out here, it's over with for your ass. But What would you have really done if your homeboys wasn't there? Like, I feel like that's right. something I shouldn't have to tell you. Like, I shouldn't have to be like, walk me to the car. I feel right. like you should just do that shit anyway.
I mean, yeah, for sure. But I mean, some folks, it's about, like, communication, too. So if a person not raised like that, it's not going to automatically register in his head, like, this is what he got to do. Because sometimes people not used to, you know what I'm saying, dealing with real women who you know what I'm saying? Who
want I get
those
that.
Who require
things.
Shit.
Yeah, who
but
require
what,
those
but
things.
Even after the communication, I'm like, walk me to the car. Like, this ain't no discussion, nigga. This is what you're doing. Right. Like, this is what you're doing. And then you're like,
you'd be
like,
surprised, like,
some folks be lazy, though.
Yeah. But you'd be surprised the amount of things, like, women just aren't used to that you think they'd be used to. Like, some women, like, even when it comes to, like, dating, some women will still try to pay for shit, like, mm-hmm. if we out. I remember I had somebody come on and we went across the street to get some cookies and shit and get the cookies and they give them to us and she reached for her shit like, oh well, how much is mine? I'll cash app you. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, I invited you over here. What you talking about?
Yeah, right.
No, I feel like that. I feel like that too. I ain't pulling out no motherfucking nothing.
Right.
But the fact
unless
that she,
I invite you out.
But the
if
fact,
I invite you out, then I will do that.
Well, I'm saying the fact that she thought that she had to cash at me for shit for anything if we
well,
doing
nowadays,
this shit together.
Nowadays, y'all niggas be making it seem like, oh, we got to pay for it. You always wanted to pay for everything.
Nah,
that's just showing
how
she
independent.
We ain't got time.
Woman,
yeah,
though.
We ain't got time for you to do that. Look, I got my
like
own bread. Like, it's just a cookie. It's just $5 here.
Yeah.
Just $5.
Really? Now some folks.
Now if it was like some crab legs or something, that's
yeah, that's what I was just finna say. Now some motherfuckers will cap you down, and if mm-hmm. it's cheap, they gon' yeah,
right.
I pay for. I got this cool.
Right.
Oh, the women that be high, doing the fake reach for the they card shit.
Yeah.
I ain't fake reaching for shit.
If it's high, they ain't gonna pay for it. But I know it's a lot of boss women around me, so they having their own way. They mm-hmm. having their own motion. You know what I'm saying? Their own paper.
Women.
So,
I mean,
I like that.
Men love that.
Oh,
men
do.
That whole damsel in distress shit. That shit burnt out.
That's literally like one of the characteristics that make me like higher than.
Cause don't nobody
want to
deal with no broke.
It's like I go out and I get my own shit and I don't ask you for shit.
Don't nobody want to deal with no broke ass person. Either gender.
Friends, we be competing to see who finna pay. Like.
I thought you said you ain't had no money.
Huh?
I thought you said you ain't had no money.
Damn.
Nah.
Dun, 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 well, dun, dun, dun,
the truth comes out.
Dun, dun, okay, okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Is that Law and Order?
Yeah. I didn't even know what it said.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
You got me.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about this new music, though, man. So, you got the song with Murray, Lil Papa.
Yeah.
That just dropped today.
Yeah.
He said we got Mad Atta.
Yeah, that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? That's one for the books.
So how what's been the transition going from Throat Baby to the new music you dropping now?
The transition from that is just, I mean, it really ain't been no transition because I always made music of how I felt or the type of music that I wanted to make. So,
for the people?
Yeah. Basically for myself, initially. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's for the people too, but it's
it got to be for yourself first.
On how I feel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the transition ain't really been a transition because at the end of the day, I always been a writer. I always just do what come to my mind and that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I do put a lot into my craft, though.
You trying to write me a rap?
Yeah, I got you. Pull up to the studio.
Who's it harder writing for, women or men?
It's not hard to write for either one. Like, now, writing for the women, when I do that, it be kind of weird. Yeah. Because
talk about pussy raps.
Right. Yeah, I be having to say, like, this is what I want. That. Boom, boom, boom. Nah, you got to talk about that dick.
Right.
Yeah, and trying to say that and go in the booth and rap that, you be like, man.
What they call the demo tracks?
The reference.
Yeah, the reference track. Yeah, the reference tracks be awkward as hell.
Yes, man. But, you know, they're money from me.
Yeah.
It take that awkwardness away.
Hell yeah, because what's the name? Didn't Yachty write Act Up for City Girls?
Oh, yeah.
He wrote one of them City Girl anthems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so shit.
Hot Girl Summer?
No. It was for the City Girls. I don't know which City Girl song it was.
I thought he
Hot
he
Girl
was in
Summer
the
definitely is a Megan Thee Stallion
song. No, I know, but I thought he did that one. But no, he was in the video.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. So
and
what
then you got an EP dropping, right?
Yo, Cash No Credit. It's on the way. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and get out a name, Cash No Credit. That's what it is. Dropping in October. I got some hot stuff on the
any features?
So you've been
any
doing
features you want to mention?
Nah, not yet.
Okay.
So you've been doing this HBCU tour as well.
Yeah.
But you haven't stopped in Atlanta yet. Or do you plan on, like, stopping at HBCU?
I had did Atlanta, like, twice.
Which schools you went to? You ain't do Atlanta.
I did do Atlanta. I did. I want to say Morehouse.
Yeah, it probably was Morehouse because you said Morehouse earlier.
Yeah.
And that's probably why, because you went there. But we could probably get you at Clark, right?
For sure.
Kodak?
For sure. We definitely going to turn up for Clark's tailgate homecoming events.
Yeah. Also, we have an event next week on Friday. It's a high school Westlake game, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Is it a pep rally
lunch
or a homecoming?
Lunchroom, what we did last year in the lunchroom.
Friday?
Yeah.
Next
Friday. 11 a.m.
It's like it's a lunchroom.
No. 11 to, you don't got to be there at 11.
God damn, I just told you.
God damn!
I just told you.
These morning ass niggas.
That's the first thing I heard.
Right, he here to school. He here to event. He's 11 a.m. Wait, what?
It's from 11 to 1. So you can get it.
You can get there at 12:30.
You know, I really wake up at like 3 o'clock.
Well, you gonna
wake
have to
your ass up.
Get your ass
wake up.
That's another thing that's
wake
annoying.
Up.
That's
wake
annoying.
Up.
Having a nigga like sleep in bed all day and you have to get up early in the morning, you come home, that nigga still in the bed. That shit is annoying as fuck.
It's different. It's like if a person works,
if you work at night,
nighttime.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I used to work at night, like doing bottle service. Yeah. Wouldn't get off work till 5. And be in the bed till about 3.
I ain't gonna lie. That's how I felt the last 2 days when we was out all day. I like, damn, I wish I had a girl come home, warm this spaghetti up, had this spaghetti warmed up by the time I get
told
home.
I told you.
God damn, I'm tired of warming up my own spaghetti.
I fucking told you. You said, I can make my own shit.
I make my own shit.
Said,
I need somebody to warm this shit up.
But you want a female there to do it for you. You like, I know I don't. No, I don't. Yes, the fuck you do.
Hey, man.
Niggas be tired.
Niggas, life changes and your perspective on certain things change.
Your shit
changes.
God
damn,
day
I'm tired.
No, facts. But anyways, so if you want to come, it's a lunchroom takeover. So, like, we can have, like, different artists come. And
what date
they
do?
Next Friday.
What's the date? So the
17th.
14th, 15th, 16th, 17th.
17.
No, 16th?
Yeah,
16th. September 16th.
Yep. And this week.
I might be here.
This shit go by so fucking this
ain't
shit
BET
go
at the
by
end of the
so
month.
Fucking fast. I don't know. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired.
So. Yeah, Nick's tired. Well, shit, man. We glad Cash got to come kick it with
again.
The homies again. Yo,
for he fucks, he fuck with the homies for sure.
Out right now. Team player out now. Get you a little popper.
Drop your social media.
BRS Cash. Follow me on all social media platforms. BRS KASH BRS K KASH. It's BRS Cash for y'all who don't know. Cash.
All cash, no credit. Fuck you, talking about.
Cash, no credit. You had the enthusiasm though. You know what I'm saying?
But that sounded fire.
That sounded good. That sound like a drop.
Yeah,
we need some.
Let me cut that up.
I need somebody to use it.
Okay, we cool. I need my credits and my money too.
We need a skit on the next project.
Gotcha.
We need that. All right, cool. Shit, that's Big Homie's House with BRS Cash, and we gone.
Woo.